Episode number 4, or it could be actually number 3. What's going on, people? It is Juan again, and really, I don't even remember what episode we're at right now. I think it's number 3, but it could be number 4, but we can call it number 5, just because. I hope you're having a wonderful, get it? Wonderful week so far. I know we're in the middle of the week. It's kind of like what people call here in the States and Canada, hump day, just because it's the middle, you know? Like, oh my God, Juan, you're so funny. You're being part of the community now. And yes, we're in that middle of the week. A lot of people are probably struggling, being like, oh my God, I want it to be over. If you're having a bad week, you're probably wanting to get over. If you're having a good week like me, then you're probably thinking like, oh my God, please don't end. Everything is going well. Let's just keep going this way and then we can have a wonderful weekend. Even if you're having a bad week, I hope it gets better because you still have some days to kind of like recover. If not, then let's just go fast through here and maybe you're going to listen to the next episode and then you're going to be like, oh my God, Juan, thanks God I make it to next week, because this week was a struggle. It was hard. It was really hard. And we all go through this hard moments in life that I go through it. I didn't know I was that kind of person that went through bad things, but I do. I'm very positive all the time, but sometimes I get a little like sad. And I'm like, oh my God, what a long week or what a long day. I wanted to get it over with. But yeah, no, sometimes you just got to chill. You got to take it easy. You got to breathe. And just remember that life is too short to stress. Life is too short to get stressed by things. I had kind of stress Monday, this Monday that just passed, but I didn't let that bring me down to the point that I was going to be like, oh my God, this whole week is shit. Because why? Things happen. Like, things happen to every little person. You're probably listening to this right now and you're thinking like, wait, he's right. Like, oh my God, something happened to me this week, or something happened to me last month, or maybe something is happening to you right now. But if you let those things take over you, then that's when problems happen. Because if you let that take over your life, then things are gonna get even worse, because you're letting the problems ruin your life. You're letting that ruin your whole self, and it shouldn't be like that. But yeah, we're not going to talk about this because that wasn't the idea. I just think that sometimes people need to tell you a little bit that life is good, that you're a great person, that thank you for being here listening to me. I know some of you guys are listening because I see the numbers in Spotify, I see the numbers in Apple, I see the numbers in Google Podcasts, and I'm very happy just to kind of share my life with you, because I know I said at the beginning, oh my God, what are we going to talk about? I'm so stressed about this. Should I talk about music? Should I talk about life? Should I do comedy? Should I do a stand-up? And I realized that at this moment, I don't want to stress no more. I just want to keep doing what I feel like I should do. Of course, with the time, I'm going to get better with some things. Maybe I'm going to be like, you know what? I want to do something with music. Then let's do something with music. I'm working to get a co-host to this little podcast that I'm doing every week. She's been part of my life. I'll just tell you that. She already agreed that she wants to be doing this with me. We have a great, great connection. We're friends. We have been getting to know each other for the past probably like 6 years, I would say. Oh my God, time goes fast. And she's an awesome person. You're going to love her. She's going to probably do the next one. This one was a little short notice when we start talking. I said to her, like, hey, we should do this, but I know she has her life. She's a little busy. So we're going to plan it better for next week. We're going to talk with her. I'm going to introduce to you who is going to join me to this new project that I have. And maybe we're going to take things to a different level, and we're just going to do things that are going to work for us. And probably it's not going to be called Juan the Colombian just because I'm going to be with someone, but you can look for me everywhere, in Spotify, everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, as Juan the Colombian. I've seen the numbers. I've seen the traction. Thank you so much for the people that actually listen, that come back to me and say, Juan, I love what you're doing. Keep grinding. And just keep doing yourself. Keep being yourself. Don't stress about those things. And yeah, I appreciate that a lot. Hold on a second. I'm going to drip some water. I know you're going to think, like, why he just don't pass it, drink the water, and then he come back. Because I want to make this as natural as it gets. If I make mistakes, just talking, I want you to know those. Because what's the point that everything sounds so perfect when it's not? Like, that's not the point. I want to sound as natural as I am. Like, this, what you're getting right now, is what you're going to get if you meet me in person. And if you're listening to this and you're my friend, you're probably saying, oh my God, again, I'm listening to Juan. Like, this guy is like this. Like, he doesn't change. But hold on. I'm high and drink water, so I'm really thirsty. I hope you didn't hear that because it was kind of gross, but... So yeah, oh my God, that water was delicious. Shout out to Aquafina. I drink so many bottles of Aquafina. I'm trying to avoid drinking that many plastic bottles of water because I drink a lot. I'm also trying to avoid the if you count how many I say during the podcast, you're gonna be like, oh my God, that could be a new drinking game that you can just, yeah, get drunk because I say too many, huh? Maybe not funny, but anyways, the one thing that I want to talk to you guys is, this week something happened to me. I posted a photo on Instagram, an old photo that I found in MySpace, and some of my friends that were friends from before, they approached me, and they were like, bro, what the heck, like, that's awesome, how do you got those photos? Like, I want to get mine. It's so good to hear you, to see you're doing well, this and that. And they actually listen to a podcast, which is awesome. Hey, Juli, if you're listening right now, bro, I'm so happy to, I don't know, that we get to talk to, we get to talk to each other again, that I know you're having a family now. You have two kids. I'm so happy for that. Your wife and everything that is going through your life, it makes me just so happy. So I just want to say that I'm really happy to connect with you again. But anyways, he's not the only one. And we connect with our friends that we kind of like didn't talk to them, or I haven't talked to them in probably like 11 years, which is crazy. Like, crazy to think that I haven't talked to some people in like that many years. And these people, they knew me from before. A lot of people are like, hey, Juan, are you still that crazy? And I'm like, huh? What do you mean? I drink water. See, look. Because I was a little wild before. I told you in the first episode. But now I am not. And yeah, connecting with people that you haven't talked in a while is pretty cool. Because it brought to me a lot of memories that I forgot about them, and then we create like this little chat that we talk, and we are sharing memories, and we just start talking about like personal things that happen into our life right now, and it's fun. It's so fun to share with people that you haven't talked in a while. I don't know if that happened to you. I'm Colombian. I don't know what culture you are. If you're Colombian, then you understand that we have a really, really, really close culture. Really close relationship with our friends, with our family. We try to share a lot. Sometimes we actually share more than we should, especially when it comes to personal life. We always do a little more, but that's okay. It's just how we are. And I'm saying that's okay, but I don't really know if it's okay or not. But yeah, it's just the fact that, like, I don't know, like, it's good to connect to something that you left in the past, because it feels like it was yesterday. The one thing that I remember, I was talking to these people, and I stopped talking to them for, like, this many years, but when I talked to them again, it felt like nothing happened. I was, like, talking to them, like, if it was, I don't know, if we were just talking yesterday. Hey, man, what's up? You remember this, this, and that? And when I heard their voices, everything sounded the same. I was like, oh, my goodness. It's so crazy, the connections that you connect with people so, so, so hard that, like, it doesn't matter how much time you pass, like, they're still there. This whole thing, I'm talking about this because this whole thing, it reminds me that I'm an immigrant. Like, I came to this country with some dreams, and I accomplished those. I'm still working on some others that, unfortunately, they don't depend on me to make them happen, just because there's some people involved in these things, and it's hard when you... let's just say that it's just hard, but it's gonna happen, and it's happening slowly. So for me to have a past that is Colombia and have those friends and family and reconnect with them is super cool. So I'm imagining that if you're living in one country for your whole life, it's probably the same. It's kind of like stop talking for someone for a very, very long time, like school people or high school people that you don't talk in a while. And then talking to them again after, like, seeing them in the mall or in McDonald's or in Tim Hortons or in whatever place you see them, that is a cool feeling. And that's what I felt this week. A lot of things came to my head. A lot. And one of the things that actually keep bugging me is, one, you always been that people's person. Always. And they were telling me, like, bro, it's so good to see you doing what you love. Because what we remember, and they told me a story of a bar that I used to do. Sorry, that was my phone. See, I told you, I want to keep it as natural as we can. That's my sister. Shout out to my sister. I love you, sis. And I love you, mommy. Te amo, mommy. Te amo, manita. I lost my point right there. See? Oh, my goodness. Anyways. Let me think, because that's not nice. I have some, like, notes here, but I don't remember if I already talked about it. So we were talking about, I got it. We were talking about the fact that when you stop seeing someone for so long and then you see it again, it kind of, like, brings those things back to you, and it reminds you that, yeah, life is crazy. It goes so fast. I don't know for you, but times go crazy fast. For me, oh my goodness. I remember, like, high school if it was yesterday. And I finished high school in 2005 or 15 years ago. What the heck? Yeah. So, I don't know, man. It is crazy. It is crazy, crazy, crazy. So, the only thing, the only thing I'm going to tell you right now is that if you have experienced that before, you understand what I am talking about right now. It just feels so right, so good to talk to someone that you connect and you have a connection from before, and they come back to your life. But I know it's not going to last too long, because I know we all have our life, and probably we're going to talk for, we have a group, I said that before, but we're probably going to talk for, like, what, 2 weeks? And then we catch up with everyone, and probably we're going to move on with our life and then disappear for another 10 years and then talk again in 10 years and maybe do that again in 10 and 10 and 10 until, like, someone pass away and things get worse and whatever. But live your life. That's what I'm saying, because when I talk to them, a lot of people are like, oh yeah, well, no, I'm the same. And oops. And then I was like, what do you mean you're the same? Like, we haven't talked for so many years and you told me you're the same? Yeah. Okay, well, I have to tell you something. I did this, 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 and I like to talk. So they were like, oh my God, wow, ooh, ooh, that's cool, wow, wow. I want to keep talking, but I don't want to be that guy. Because I have an interest in life, and they probably do too. They just don't share it with us or with me. And that sucks, though. Because maybe they're just, like, not living their life to the max. And you should, though. It's so beautiful. Like, what are you doing sitting right now? Where are you? Where are you listening right now? At home? At the gym? In the washroom? In the bed? If you're doing it in the bed, that's sick. Before you go to sleep, you hear me talking to you. We'll make this a little sexy. I'm kidding. I'm not going to make that sexy because, no, that's weird. Especially if you're someone that I know every day and then you're going to be like, Juan, I don't want to hear your sexy voice. I don't even think I have a sexy voice. People say, like, oh my God, you have a sexy accent. Do I? Well, I don't know. Anyways, I want to say thank you to all of you guys that have been listening. Listen next week. This one is going to be a little short because I want to introduce to someone. I want to introduce you someone that is going to join me in this. She's going to do it for the first day next week. But maybe, just maybe, we're going to do this every week with her. I'm going to keep doing it myself every week, no matter what, because I want to do it. And I feel that I do it. And I feel that I just need to do it. So, yeah. For now on, este es Juan de Colombian, parceritas, parceritas, hermosas, mamacitas, lindas, preciosas. Las quiero. Thank you for listening. Thank you, dudes, for listening. And just keep giving me feedback. I know this was a little weird, a little bit over everything, but what I said. We're getting to a point that things are going to make sense. We're still on that, this, that, let's fix this, let's fix that. It sounds good, it sounds bad. I know with the last one, shout out to Julia. She told me that it just sounds in one headphone. Like it was just, I think I recorded stereo, which is my bad. Because you shouldn't record that mono. So that way you could hear a stereo on your headphones. I'm sorry. But this one is fine. I'm going to triple check. If not, then I'll record this little thing again. But I just want to tell you again, thank you so much for listening. You don't even know how much I appreciate that. I got to get rid of that. I love you all. I'll see you in the next one. Ciao, ciao.